for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around the mid-60s. As we head into Saturday and Sunday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 77.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The nation's cattle herds are shrinking, and that will intensify the focus of beef packers to increase the harvest capacity, according to Randy Block, the CEO of Cattle Facts. He was a featured speaker at the Cattle Raisers Convention online this week. During the presentation on the market outlook for beef cows, Block analyzed some of the numbers of the last few years. And the January 2014 cattle inventory report showed we had 29 million head of beef cows. Now, by July 2018, that herd expanded to 32.5 million head. And since then, the numbers have decreased significantly.
The cow herd right now is shrinking. Last year, we were down about 350,000 head. We're going to be down 350,000 head again this year, it looks like. Based on the dryness that we see in the West and just not really generating enough profitability for cow-calf producers, you need to anticipate we're likely going to see one more year of downsizing in 2021.
Now, Block says that is not unfathomable, that the sector could see a million fewer beef cows in 2021 or 2022 than just a couple of years ago. Recent low numbers reduce packing capacity, and Block says increasing capacity could provide for growth in the future.
We need to see some additional harvest capacity. The last 12 months has been a good example of that with the Tyson fire that we experienced last August, and then we followed up with the issues we've had with COVID-19. The industry really is vulnerable in that one area. And when we're able to add enough more capacity to where our leverage situation improves a little bit, I think that will allow us to see a little more profitability flow back throughout the industry.
That is the Cattle Facts CEO, Randy Block. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
There's more to crop insurance than protecting a crop. At Frontier Farm Credit, we know crop insurance is about protecting livelihoods, legacies, and a way of life. Crop insurance can be complex, but our goal of protecting you is simple. Discover the difference at Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
Learn more about Frontier Farm Credit crop insurance at frontierfarmcredit.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said that the COVID-19 virus is spreading in rural communities with more community spread. That coming at the same time where he says some of the major populated areas like Sedgwick County are starting to see the numbers slowly decline.
But it is becoming more community spread even in those rural counties. And that is not unique, unfortunately, to the Plains states and Midwest in general are having much more community widespread. It's not as just located in packing plants, nursing homes, and the like.
In other news, a county commissioner in Thomas County, Kansas, is calling for civility after he said recent attacks went too far in the community. KWCH News reports that the Thomas County Health Department required a quarantine after a Colby High School student athlete tested positive for COVID-19 that made some individuals in the community upset and that led to some negative effects.
Our public health officer resigned. He'd been doing an excellent job. We lost an RN from the Thomas County Health Department.
Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Eck Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of maker model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty Eck Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offer expires September 30th, 2020.
Police in Central Kansas say a 91-year-old man was hit and killed this week when he stood in the middle of the street in Salina. Police say the crash happened Monday evening when a sports utility vehicle hit another vehicle, pushing it into 91-year-old James Price. Salina police say the 82-year-old driver of the SUV may have lost consciousness before hitting the vehicle. Police say Price was in the street standing next to the vehicle that was hit. He died from his injuries. In other news, the founder of a Johnson County soccer club has been sentenced to 2 years of probation for inappropriately touching a minor girl he coached. 37-year-old Jason Cummins was sentenced yesterday. He pleaded guilty in July to attempted aggravated indecent liberties with a child between the ages of 14 and 16. If he violates his probation, he would serve 19 months in jail. Court records say Cummins took the girl to his Shawnee home and touched her without her consent. Cummins had founded Arson FC back in 2014. He ran the club and coached the team that the victim had played on. And it's going to be a great day for harvesters in the state of Kansas with clear skies and warm weather all across the state. Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police say a man found dead outside a Grand Island home last month died from a ruptured artery in his brain that was likely caused by methamphetamine, not a homicide as investigators originally thought. Grand Island police say their investigation found no evidence of criminal negligence acts in the death of 37-year-old Devlin Kenny. Police initially reported that Kenny had been assaulted and his death was ruled a homicide. An autopsy found methamphetamine in his system that police say was a major contributing factor to the ruptured artery. A special prosecutor says a white Nebraska bar owner who killed himself after being charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting a black man during May protests had been waiting to ambush people who were breaking into businesses. Special prosecutor Frederick Franklin yesterday detailed more of the evidence against Jake Gardner. Gardner killed himself Sunday, days after a grand jury indicted him in the May 30th death of 22-year-old James Gerlach. Mid-America Network News.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to school means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sporting Sorento and sold. UK MF at 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Homecoming activities will continue as scheduled at Marysville High School Friday afternoon, despite the announcement Wednesday that the MHS Chapman football game Friday evening has been suspended due to a COVID-19 outbreak at the Chapman schools. USD 473 had canceled classes Monday, resuming Tuesday, but will transition to remote learning starting Friday and continuing through October 8th. Dickinson County is experiencing a rise in the number of positive cases, as well as an increasing number of quarantine assignments. The remote instruction affects grades 6 through 12, which will be closed, as well Thursday for teacher preparations. As of Wednesday morning, 2 adults and 4 students had tested positive in the district, with 17 staff and 51 students currently quarantined. Hiawatha Schools also announced they will opt for remote learning effective Thursday through October 12th, with a significant number of cases. Brown County currently has 26 active, 2 hospitalizations with 3 deaths reported thus far. Marysville High School will celebrate homecoming Friday with a parade downtown at 2 o'clock, a brief pep rally and coronation of the Queen and King at the City Park beginning at about 2:30. Homecoming Queen candidates are Linda Franco, Madison Polson, Emma Schrader, Macy Raver, and Jordan Wheeler. King candidates Ben Kirkland, Briar O'Neill, Gavin Peschel, Aiden Price, and Jackson Rader. Lynn High School will serve as a neutral site host for the Onega High Plains football game Friday. Lynn has not fielded a team this year due to low number of participants. Onega was to have been Lynn's opponent Friday and rescheduled with a team from Polk in South Central Nebraska. The Frankfort community will host community-wide garage sales this weekend in conjunction with the annual Fabulous Finds along Highway 99, which will feature garage and yard sales along and in adjacent communities. The 8th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest is this Saturday evening at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Fireman's Fish Fry begins at 5 with a beer garden and live music featuring the Rewind Band from 5 until 8, and Nashville country music artist Gabe Walsh performing from 8:30 to 11:30. Walsh is a Blue Rapids native. Entertainment is free, sponsored in part by Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Fish Fry benefits the Blue Rapids Fire Department. Members of Nemaha Marshall Rural Electric Association are reminded to return the consolidation ballots due in hand by 10 a.m. October 1st, which will be the time and date for a special meeting at the Axtell American Legion Community Building. Mail-in ballots must be sent in the business reply mail envelope provided and again must be received by October 1st. Members are welcome and can vote in person at the meeting if preferred.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That mailbox out by the road, that's a lifeline for families all across rural Kansas. But Congressman Roger Marshall doesn't seem to get that. Marshall voted against emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up with the pandemic. Now, I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. As a veteran, I count on-time mail delivery by the Postal Service for my VA prescriptions. If I miss my meds, even a few days, it can set me back weeks. Roger Marshall defended mail service cutbacks, dismissing it as a, quote, so-called crisis. Now, there's nothing so-called about it. Roger Marshall turned his back on rural Kansans when he voted no on protecting the Postal Service. Vote no on Roger Marshall for Senate. VoteVets paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.votevets.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a tilted upper-level ridge in place across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing us some warmer temperatures out there for the beginnings of fall. Looks like we'll see temperatures in the mid-80s, even into the upper 80s as we head into tomorrow. Continuing into Saturday before a cold front moves through, more of a dry cold front bringing us some cooler temperatures. As we head into Sunday and into the early parts of next week, it looks like we'll continue with dry conditions. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny, lower 90s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies around 63. As we head into Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Saturday night, mostly clear, temps in the upper 50s. That's looking at your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature, late September 74, recent record high 89 in 2017. The average low 51, the record low 39 in 1990. Sunset this evening 7:19. Sunrise in the morning, 7:16.
Ready for some resourceful repurposing? All the things you can do with reclaimed paintbrushes today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 24th, the 268th day of the year. Muppets creator Jim Henson and writer F. Scott Fitzgerald were born on this day, and The Love Boat first set sail on this night in 1977 on ABC. Somewhere in the garage or basement, there's a jar or coffee can with old stiff paintbrushes that haven't seen a dab of paint in years. Are they worth cleaning up? You bet. Paintbrushes are great for dusting knickknacks, computer keyboards, or wicker baskets and furniture. Repurpose one as a pastry brush in the kitchen. Keep one in the car to sweep floor mats and carpet. Reserve one for the laundry room, too. You can avoid spilling detergent when pre-treating stains by painting it on that ring around the collar. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more clever household advice at almanac.com.
Senate candidate Barbara Bollier claims to be a sensible centrist. But when you pull back the curtain, she's way out of touch with Kansas. Bollier voted against a bill to ban abortion after 21 weeks. 21 weeks.
I'm Dr. Melissa Haig. As a physician, I know exactly what happens during an abortion. As an OBGYN, I understand how difficult it is to abort a life. But whatever your position on abortion, Barbara Bollier is not mainstream. Bollier voted against a ban on abortion after 21 weeks, when the baby has fingers and toes, and when the mother can feel the baby kick. So while Bollier says she's a centrist, her position supporting late-term abortion makes her an extremist. And that's just not Kansas.
Say no to Barbara Bollier. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Salvador Perez and Franchi Cordero hit two homers and drove in five runs apiece. And the Kansas City Royals went on to pummel the playoff contending St. Louis Cardinals 12-3 in their series finale last night.
Now Harrison Bader. And that is ripped out to left center off the bat of Bader. Two runs will come in to score. And it cuts the lead to 12-3. Harrison Bader with a single that drives in two.
That's where the score remained for the game-winning Royals. They'll be back in action tonight as they take on the Detroit Tigers' first pitch at 7:05. From the diamond to the gridiron, Chiefs quarterback and Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes has been named among the 100 most influential people of 2020, according to a list compiled by Time magazine. The Time article said Mahomes is deserving of the list because of his commitment to his team and his incredible athletic feats. Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, The Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Nicknamed the Kansas Comet and considered among the best open field runners in the game, Cale Sayers has died, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was born in Wichita. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula reports.
Cale Sayers has died at the age of 77. He was diagnosed with dementia in early 2017, and his wife partly blamed his football career. Nicknamed the Kansas Comet, Sayers was a two-time All-American at Kansas and was selected by the Chicago Bears in 1965. He was later celebrated for his enduring friendship with teammate Brian Piccolo through Piccolo's cancer, depicted in the movie Brian's Song, that marked Sayers as more than a sports star. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
This weekend's football, as it stands now pertaining to the Sunflower State, the K-State Wildcats taking on the Oklahoma Sooners. That one kicks off 11 o'clock Saturday morning. The Chiefs with a Monday night game against Baltimore. Mid-America Network Sports.
Taking a look at high school volleyball action from Tuesday, the Blue Valley Randolph Triangular was canceled, so it was just Lynn squaring off at Frankfort. Lynn wins the best of five in three sets. Centralia won both matches at their triangular, defeating Axel and Donovan West. Axel drops both against Centralia and D-West. Valley Heights defeated Clifton Clyde and Hanover at the Hanover triangular. Hanover went 1-1, defeating Clifton Clyde. Washington County won both matches at the Troy triangular, defeating Troy and Onega. Upcoming matches include the Axel Invitational Saturday. That includes Frankfort, Lynn, and Valley Heights. And next Tuesday, Hanover will be in the Onega Quad. Centralia and Frankfort travel to Axtell. Washington County and Valley Heights will be at Lynn. And that's a look at the high school volleyball action from Tuesday.
Friday Night Football, Hanover at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand. Marysville versus Chapman canceled due to COVID-19.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Show your appreciation to the teachers in your life with a do-it-yourself planter and some cherry pansies. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll need two yardsticks, a 4x4-inch wooden planter box, a potted pansy and saucer that will fit inside the planter box. Gather your glue gun and glue sticks, sandpaper, and a hobby knife to create your gift. Cut the yardsticks into 4-inch lengths and sand the cut edges smooth. Glue the yardstick pieces vertically and next to each other onto all four sides of the planter. Set the saucer in the bottom of the planter box and place the potted pansy on top of it. Your project is complete and sure to make the teacher's day while creating a fun memory with the youngsters in your life. You can see this and other creative ideas for crafting and eating pansies from Benary. Just do an internet search for Give the Gift of Pansies-Benary. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
8th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest is this Saturday evening at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Fish Fry begins at 5 with a beer garden. Live music with the Rewind Band, 5 until 8. Nashville country music artist Gabe Walsh performs 8:30 to 11:30. Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids.
Today we take a look at the life of Martha Jane Canary. If that name doesn't ring a bell, you'll certainly know her when I provide her nickname. The story of Miss Canary is today's edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Ed Wheeler was an East Coast writer of Wild West tales. He began writing dime store novels that captured the imagination of thousands of readers. One of his infamous characters was Calamity Jane.
He used her name in his novels, even though he had never met her, and he was selling those and making money on them. He wrote 33 books in a series called Deadwood Dick, and 25 of them were about Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane was born Martha Jane Canary. Amy Cool shares the story of Jane from the place she was born, Princeton, Missouri.
Suddenly, she is a very famous character for things that she's never done, and she's not being paid for those. Later in life, I think that most people would agree she began creating stories of her own to make a living and make a life to survive.
Jane was in charge of her younger sibling while she was yet a young teenager. Stories of her courage and attitude made her stand out on the frontier.
It was known that she was an excellent rider. She could ride and shoot like a man. The frontier was not a good place to live. It was a good place to die. And this girl was making it.
We today know her as Calamity Jane. But exactly what calamity her name refers to, well, that's still a mystery.
She tells a story about having rescued a man on the frontier and that he dubbed her with this name. But in reality, other people say that to date her or to court her was to court Calamity. So it's really murky. Nobody really knows where the name came from.
Although Calamity Jane died in Deadwood, South Dakota, her life still has an impact on this small town today. And that story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Princeton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction of real estate, plus furniture and collectibles for the Cheney Long Trust Saturday, September 26th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Selling the usual round of tools, yard and garden items, rotting lawnmower, a 1982 Ford F-250 long bed extended cab pickup sells at noon. Furniture items include a small refrigerator, washer and electric dryer, three-piece ornate bedroom set, dining table with six chairs, kitchen and household items, a number of collectibles, including a horse-drawn side spring buggy, some games and toys, and miscellaneous. The real estate is a ranch-style three-bedroom, 1.5-bath home with a full unfinished basement, attached garage, and a pool shed that sits on approximately 1 acre. The real estate sells at 1 o'clock. This estate auction for the Cheney Long Trust, Saturday, September 26th, begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Olmsted & Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
The flower bulbs you're planting this fall are a salad bar for wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Foil their meal plans by putting a barrier between the varmints and the bulbs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation,
But blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
I've spent hours planting spring flowering bulbs in the garden only to find them dug up and gone soon after being put in the ground. There are a lot of chipmunks in my yard, and I'm sure they were watching me plant the bulbs and drooling over their meal possibilities. Terry Messmer is an extension wildlife specialist at Utah State University. He says chipmunks, gophers, mice, and deer are the typical thieves that root out your flower bulbs and dine on them. Squirrels don't necessarily eat bulbs, but they'll dig them up out of curiosity. Messmer says critters find your bulbs in two ways, sight and smell.
All the animals have very good senses of smell. If there's some certain odor or fragrance attached to the bulb that's been planted, you know, that'll be curiosity. But the other part that's influencing them is the fact that the soil in that area has been disturbed for some reason, and thus it's easier to access.
For that reason, Messmer recommends spreading mulch, leaves, or something like that over the area to make it less obvious. The most effective way to be sure your flowers come up in the spring is to put a barrier between the bulbs and the four-footed thieves. And the best one is chicken wire.
What you're talking about is laying it flat on the ground and large enough that it covers the area that you intend to protect, fastening it down at the corners, and then covering it with some of the available litter so that it kind of blends into the surrounding. The chicken wire we're talking about has got that 1-inch or 3/4-inch mesh, and so that's wide enough. You can have it in place, and the bulbs will still emerge through that.
There are plenty of wildlife repellents, and they might work at first, but the critters often get so used to it that they eventually just turn their noses up and dig away. Find more bulb robbery prevention tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Marysville Knights of Columbus annual pork chop barbecue is Saturday, September 26th at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville. Serving a fresh pork chop with baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert, the bar will be open. Curbside service and delivery available. Phone 799-5628. Pork Chop Barbecue at the Marysville Knights of Columbus Hall, Saturday, September 26th. Serving 6 until 8 p.m. Public is welcome.
Price I bring. ring. Simply to your cross I'll cling.
While I draw this fleeting breath, where my eyes shall close in death, where I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, let for me, let me
Americans are very generous people. 65 million of us volunteer at least once a year, and together we give a total of 7 billion hours to causes we care about. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, these are pretty impressive numbers, but it's the result of small efforts from a large number of people. People who are finding ways to live a life of meaning by making a difference for others. And many of those people are finding ways to live out their faith and values by helping others. If you have a busy life and don't have a lot of time to share, take heart. Give what you can in ways that are meaningful to you. Even if it's just an hour a month, start there. If you have more time, you can do more. And in this time of social distancing, you don't even have to leave home to share your time and your talent with others. Many organizations now offer online options to volunteer. So join the crowd and give with a full heart. You'll find more meaning and gratitude in life when you do.
It's National Farm Safety and Health Week, and today we look at side-by-sides on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Dr. Charles Jennison calls side-by-sides a distant cousin of ATVs. Jennison is a pediatric emergency medicine physician at the University of Iowa who has a particular interest in keeping kids safe on off-road vehicles.
We've done a lot of studies at the Farm Progress Show that's held in Iowa and Illinois and also with FFA members, and have found that, especially that live on a farm, almost all of them have been on side-by-sides. And they, unfortunately, are not really wearing the seatbelts. Even the adult farmers at the Farm Progress Show, very few of them are regularly wearing the seatbelt. And that really puts them at increased risk.
Jennison says safety experts recommend side-by-sides over ATVs, but he adds you still need to use good sense along with the safety equipment in order to protect yourself.
There is a sense that people have that they are safer, and I think maybe they are, but just like anything, if you're more aggressive with it, if you're doing a turn at too fast a speed, you know, bad things can happen. And if you're not using your seatbelt, bad things can happen. People just need to realize, even though they may be safer, if you're not following safety rules, it is putting you and other people who are passengers at risk.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The Cattle Market Transparency Act, introduced this week, seeks to restore transparency and accountability within the cattle market. Senator Deb Fisher, a Nebraska Republican, introduced the bill as she says the past few years have been difficult for producers. Fisher also noted the Tyson Food Plant fire out in Holcomb, Kansas, and the supply chain challenges due to the pandemic. The bill would establish regional mandatory minimum thresholds of negotiated cash trades to enable price discovery in the cattle marketing regions. It requires the Secretary of Agriculture to establish regionally sufficient levels of negotiated cash trade, seek public comment on those levels, and then implement. The legislation also requires the USDA to create and maintain a library of marketing contracts between packers and producers and require packers to supply the information to the United States Department of Agriculture. The bill would also mandate that the packer report the number of cattle scheduled to be delivered for slaughter each day for the next 14 days. This requirement already exists for the swine industry. Now, in other news, USDA's Gary Crawford reports if you'd like to update your yields for the price leverage program, you have very little time to get it done.
Farmers, if you want to update your yields for the USDA price loss coverage program and haven't done so, you only have a few days left to do it. Those yields, of course, are used to calculate PLC payments. And USDA's Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says farmers and landowners have not had the chance to update those yields since 2014, and a lot can change in 6 years. And so,
it's going to be worth the landowner's effort to at least take a look at that and see if it's going to be advantageous for them to update those yields.
The deadline, again, to update yields is September 30th. Fordyce says if you don't make that deadline,
that's not going to be an issue. They'll just continue to use the yields that we have on file at FSA.
For USDA's Gary Crawford reporting, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
Earn your great deal during the Midwest Kia Back to School Sales Event. And Midwest Kia's offers are earning at A+. Like up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. A+. Or get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on new 2020 Kias. A+. And during Midwest Kia's Back to School Sales Event, we'll buy your car. It may never be worth more. Back to School means back to savings. $8,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 75 months. Earn your A+ during our Back to School Sales Event at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and group credit. Not all customers qualify. Limited fair financing on sporting Sorento and Soul through KMF at 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento LX. Stock number K8696. 5,500 factory rebate. 2,500 dealer discount. Expires September 3rd.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Bit of a shakeup in global pork trade. Joe Sheely with more.
Entry of African swine fever into Germany means that exports of German pork are confined to the European continent. USMEF economist Aaron Bohr explains that this could fuel growth opportunities for U.S. pork, primarily in China.
ASF remains the key driver for 2020 pork trade and has reasserted itself with the crossing from Poland into Germany. And Germany is the major game changer because they're the largest producer of pork in the EU. 2020 production should be near 5.2 million metric tons, down just modestly from last year. At least that was the expectation prior to ASF. And I don't really see that changing. So we will have the same volume of pork in the world. It's just shifting where it goes. German pork accounted for about 9% of global pork exports in the first half of this year, excluding what happens within the EU. Looking at Chinese import data, they were importing nearly 50,000 tons of pork cuts from Germany each month. and that had doubled from last year's pace. And Germany was 14% of China's imports. So it will be a scramble from everyone looking to substitute in.
Opportunities could also emerge in other Asian markets, but on a more limited basis.
In Korea, Germany was mostly shipping single rib bellies, so we will not see a U.S. substitution there, especially with our limited labor. And Japan had already shifted heavily back to the U.S., especially for ground season pork. That was a combination of the leveling of the tariff playing field and U.S. availability. So through July, Japan's imports of U.S. ground season pork were up 27%, about 63,000 tons, and imports from Germany were down 64% to just 3,200 metric tons.
I'm Joe Sheely.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you to talk about the National FFA giving back to the city of Indianapolis. After this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
You know, during this unusual summer of postponements and cancellations, no county or state fairs, no farm progress show, something we haven't talked about or thought about a great deal are the communities that are affected and the organizations that are affected during what would be a solicitation time for them to build the funds that they need. And for example, let me talk about the National FFA Convention. That's scheduled for Indianapolis in October, October 27 through the 29th, but it will be a virtual presentation, which once again means that hotels and restaurants and other places in the city will not be visited by the delegation, the small delegation who is there to attend the convention. And the National FFA organization would normally have, what, 60,000 people in blue jackets that will not have them this year, which means there'll be a lot of empty hotels and empty restaurants and other places in Indianapolis. And so they have decided they want to give back to those people in that city who will be losing a lot of money because hotel rooms will be empty. So as part of giving back to the host city, the National FFA organization has announced that it is donating $10,000 to the Indiana Hospitality Relief Fund, through the Indiana Restaurant and Lodging Association. The women and the men in the Indianapolis hospitality industry always roll out the red carpet for our members and guests during our convention each October. That, according to the chief executive officer of the National FFA organization, Mark Peschel, who also said this unprecedented time has created hardships for many, and while we won't be able to see our friends across the city in person this fall, we wanted to let them know that we are still thinking of them, that we want to support them, and that we are looking forward to seeing them again in 2021. That national convention and expo, which brings more than 65,000 visitors to the city, traditionally has an economic impact of more than $35 million on the city. And the FFA said that they're looking forward to resuming their in-person appearance for the National FFA Convention next year. Traditionally, during the convention, FFA members give back to the community through National Days of Service, which they'll not be able to do this year. But they will have a convention, and we'll be back there next year, God willing. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Frontier Farm Credit is in the crop insurance business to help keep you in business. And that's what makes us your best choice for supplemental crop insurance, too. Our crop insurance officers can advise you on supplemental insurance that can enhance your multi-peril plan. We'll evaluate how they work to manage risk so you get the optimum coverage for your money. For your crop insurance and supplemental crop insurance, talk to Frontier Farm Credit.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Get rid of winter annual weeds with a fall herbicide application. It's a bit of insurance against a possible weed explosion in the spring on Successful Farming Radio.
Stay out in front with the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way.
Acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation. Nobody scrutinizes performance like you do. And acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation. The consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans helps to keep your profitability out in front. Offering leading agronomic expertise and 100% exclusive genetics for strong yield potential. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Cycle of winter annual weeds begins in the fall. They may go dormant during the winter before maturing and then die in the spring. Species include chickweed, foxtail, mare's tail, and pennycress. Winter annuals don't die after a hard freeze, so going after them post-harvest can help you start clean at planting time. Kevin Bradley is an extension weed scientist at the University of Missouri. He says avoiding a fall herbicide application could come back to bite you in the spring.
The dense mats of green winter annual weeds that we often see at planting if we haven't done anything. Some years, those growers that were able to get the fall herbicide applications out have a much better planting season than those that didn't, and it turns off wet in the spring and they never have a chance to get a burn down in. And the guys that did something in the fall really look a whole lot better.
Bradley says there's debate in the local co-ops over which burn-down strategy is best, residuals or glyphosate in 2,4-D. But you also need the right weather and some luck.
If you have a winter where pretty much everything emerged and if you sprayed it with glyphosate 2,4-D, you killed it, nothing else comes up, then that was a victory for you in that particular year. In some other years, maybe we get a warm spell and you get more germination later on. That's when the guys that do a residual are going to come out better because, you know, they got something in the soil that's actually going to keep stuff from germinating.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling winter annual weeds at agriculture.com.
KNDY.
Hello and good Thursday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And passing through the lunch hour, still more of the same. Lower through the grains, oil seeds, and the rest of the row crops and the livestock. Still having a positive day. October live cattle now up 55 cents, selling at 107.70. December up 62 at 111.85. Similar slight gains for the feeder cattle. September feeder cattle sitting at 142.30. That's up 30 cents on the day. October gained 60, back up to 142.12. It's been a back and fourth day for the hogs, mainly lower, but now October hogs are up a nickel, selling at $69.55, but losses from that point on, including December down triple digits, drops $1.17, back down to $63.17. Again, some pressure on the grains today. The Kansas City wheat complex back into the lower figures. December Kansas City wheat down 1¾ at 482.5, while March sells at 493 a bushel. That's down 2 cents on the day. Same for corn, mostly down. December corn down 4¾ at 363¾, while March into the next year down the
the same mark at 372¾. The largest pressure today coming on the soybeans as November beans find themselves down 13¾, right on $10.75. January beans at 10.04 a bushel, that is down 14¾ on the day. Soybean meal also sharply lower. October soy meal drops 7.70 to 334.40, and the soy oil down 35 points at 32.34. A look at the stock markets here during the midday. The Dow on a jump now, up 289 in the choppy trading as tech rising, Apple up 2%, the Dow currently at 27,052. The S&P up 1% as well, up 36 points at 3,272, and the NASDAQ currently up 130 points at 10,762. A look through the metals now, still sees a fairly mixed day. However, the back months for silver see a slight gain, but September still down 48 cents an ounce, selling at 22.53, and October gold back up 9.50 to 18.69. That's your markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock QTO 464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offers valid.
KNDY. Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.